This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. One of my favorite pieces of toy technology ever imagined was the decoder ring. Well, what about having a kind of decoder ring for the world's transportation systems? Something you could wear that would get you a ride whether you were boarding a bullet train in Japan or the tube in London. As part of our recent visit to Boston, we caught up with Chris Benson. Benson is working on just that, along with help from student inventors Edward Tiong and Olivia Seau in Singapore. Their product is called the Sesame Ring, and its testing ground is Boston's subway system, the T. Benson gets on at the Central Square stop with the help of his ring and a credit card.
All right, so the Sesame Ring works in the same way that any other kind of like Charlie card would. You can click add amount, $5, credit card, and then put your credit card in, and tap your card, and there you go, and now it's finished.
Having a piece of wearable tech that travels and unlocks turnstiles everywhere was a pipe dream even a few years ago. But back at the International Design Lab in Cambridge, Benson says new tech advances are making it possible.
There's two main pieces of technology. One is the miniaturization of RFID, or radio frequency identification, which are little chips that can be found in everything from your building access card to your mass transit card. The second technology is 3D printing. We produce the Sesame Rings on a 3D printer right here in the lab. And it's essentially a very, very fine-tuned hot glue gun that spits out melted plastic and lays it down in layers at a time.
You would take an RFID-equipped chip and pop it into the 3D printed ring.
Technically, it's possible to combine a whole bunch of different cards into one ring, right? So you could have your Oyster card in London, you could have your T-Pat, your Charlie card here in Boston, you could have a Tap card in L.A., and they could all be run off the same ring. So everywhere you went in the world, it didn't really matter, you would just still have your ring.
The Sesame Ring folks just got their funding. Also, chips have to be shrunk, governments have to be amenable. Whether or not the technology will be the ring that rules them all is still a question. But back at the T-stop, Benson says the appetite for folding wearable tech into our lives is undeniable. And soon, it'll be seamless.
As I walk by and, you know, just happen to touch my hand on the entry gate, and it just opens magically, I don't need to think about it at all. I think that as we continue to move forward, it'll just disappear into the environment.
You can hear more from our trip to Boston at marketplacetech.org.